want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to my loved one. Happy birthday to you. Not my wife, not my kids, but there is a very important birthday in my world today, and so I think I'm done singing for a while. So you heard me sing a couple of times in August and again today. So pray that you are having a great day. Hey, today is a exciting night for us. It's the launch of our Fire Bible Discipleship Program. Fire Bibles is a study Bible that was produced so that it could be given to equip pastors around the world who didn't, you know, in some of these places where they're very remote, there would be an evangelist, a missionary that would go in. They would have a revival, people would get saved, and then the church would say, well, you got saved first, you're the pastor. And they didn't have any grounding in the word, and they would have some theological issues, and so they developed this study Bible. The problem was it was done in English. Nothing wrong with having a Pentecostal study Bible in English, except for that most of the people around the globe don't speak English. It is not the predominant language around the world. And so the Assemblies of God for probably the last 15 or 20 years has been producing these study Bibles that's like a Bible college with a cover on it to help ground people in the Word. And they're translated into the people's native languages and things like that. So we've helped produce, I don't know how many of these Bibles throughout the years. And so the word that God gave me for 2022 was the word discipleship. And so I preached a series on that, and now we're acting upon that. So I had a person that spoke into my life at one point in time, and we spoke frequently. I'm not like the typical pastor. Most of the programs that are here on the radio are pastors preaching their sermons. The tech people come in and do their thing and put it into a format, and then the pastor might have a little bit of a beginning statement or an ending statement, something like that. I'm in the radio studio doing this program, and so it is, by the time you factor in study time and studio time and transportation time and all that, it is a pretty good chunk of time. And so this person was speaking into my life, and it wasn't that the things that they said weren't wisdom. It was that I was so busy that I had to finally say, look, I need to cease this because you're giving me so much stuff that I don't have time for implementation. And if you've got information without implementation, you've got a problem. I mean, you just have clutter. And so our discipleship class tonight starts because we are not only wanting to talk about discipleship and have great ideas about discipleship, but we're looking to implement discipleship so that we will all be disciples who make disciples who make disciples. So tonight's the official launch of that session, that class. And it so if you'd like to come out and be a part of it, we'd love to have you. 165 North Grove Street at 7 p.m. tonight. That's in Merritt Island. Want to say thank you to the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes, 321-208-2281, 321-208-2281. You know, there are times when I want to go outside and do some yard work because it needs to be done. It's not because I find it gratifying or satisfying or any of that sort of stuff. If you see me out doing yard work, it's because it needs to be done. And I try not to go out there when it's excessively hot. Coastal Image Landscapes, they do it because they love it. They do it all year round. They have a great team around them. And they have two divisions. One is a lawn care division. The division that I operate with is the landscaping and the plants and all of that sort of stuff, the pavers. And they're just great people to deal with. Dan and his family and his team, they do a fantastic job. And I recommend them to you highly. And like I say, they have done a great job for me personally. They've done a great job at the church. And from the reviews that I've read on Facebook, where people are saying, hey, who should I call? Coastal Image Landscapes comes highly recommended, not just by Bob, but by a number of people throughout the community. Give them a call, 321-208-2281. Tell them that you heard Pastor Bob on the Refresh Radio program, and describe your project to you. They'll come out and they will give you an estimate on what that will cost. But I tell you, you will not be displeased with the quality of their work. Absolutely no way will that happen. So today we're going to return back to Acts chapter 10. Last program, which was yesterday, we were talking about Peter's attitude when he came. We were talking about the timing when he came to Cornelius' house, the reason why Peter was there, and the reason why Cornelius was there. And so I pray that you know what the reason for being in the house of God. Did you know that in the Old Testament, that the gatherings of the saints, there was weekly gatherings that took place at the synagogue, and then there were festivals, there were celebrations that took place throughout the year where they came. And I want you to think about those words, festivals and celebrations. So when we're talking about the reason for coming, they were there to honor God, thank God. You know, I know that there are some drought-stricken parts of our nation right now, and I know that there are a lot of educated people, but I can tell you historically, when shifts in rain frequency and rain volume happened and drought came, biblically, one of the things that the people did was they repented of their sins and they cried out to God to change and return the blessings of nature to their community again. I'm just saying, it's worked for thousands of years. Maybe we should try that here in America once again. Amen and amen. So let's get back to verse number 30. Verse number 29, Peter said, therefore I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. I asked then, for what reason have you sent for me? Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard. Your alms are remembered in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call Simon here, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner by the sea. When he comes, he will speak to you. So I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we are all present before God to hear all the things God commanded you by God. So Cornelius is able to recount to Peter exactly what had happened. Now, you've got to understand that Peter has had his fair share of supernatural encounters. So Cornelius sharing with Peter that there were angels ministering on his behalf, that's not new to Peter. If you remember, Peter had been imprisoned, and he was scheduled to die, and all of a sudden the church called a prayer meeting, and while that was going on, the prayer meeting was going on, an angel came and set Peter free, and he walked out of the jail, and he thought he was dreaming. The only thing is he wasn't dreaming. So he had that experience. He had walked on water with Jesus. There were all sorts of things that had been miraculously taking place. And so actually, the story I just told you, that takes place a little bit later. That's in Acts chapter 12. But Peter had a number of supernatural encounters with Jesus. So an angel doing something on God's behalf, that would not have been out of the ordinary for him at all. There are some people that if you start talking to them about your relationship with God, then and the fact that he supernaturally acts in your life, they're going to think that you've lost your mind. I want you to know, you didn't lose your mind when you asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life. You found it. He restored you to your right mind. And I think that it is time for the church to realize that our God has not retired from being supernatural. He still speaks to people. He still moves on people's behalf. He is still advancing his kingdom. And if we would listen to him, then he would speak more. We would hear him more frequently, and we would move much further along in people hearing about the gospel of Jesus Christ and accepting him as Lord and Savior. So Cornelius says to Peter, the message that I got was this: when he, Simon Peter, comes, he will speak to you. So now Peter is getting an understanding. Peter, you're here because there's something that you're going to speak into these people's lives. It's not that Peter was there to learn something new necessarily from Cornelius and his group. He wasn't there out of a military obligation. He was there by divine appointment. Thank God for divine appointment. When my wife and I got married, she had no problem finding a job. We had moved, and it was literally my first apartment. It was her first apartment, and we had gotten married. 3 weeks later, we're hard up against a rent that is coming due, and I don't come from a rich family, so it was like, how are we even going to pay rent, man? Wouldn't I love to have a rent payment as low as that was now, but was walking in a shopping mall back when malls were thriving. I had to wait for something to be completed, and a guy comes out and says, do you still need a job? I'd never been in that store before. I said, yes. And it was somebody that I went to church with. What that person didn't know was the night before, the youth pastor had come up to me and he said, Bob, what do you need? I said, I need a job. I need a job. We prayed, and by Friday I was hired, and I think I started work on a Saturday. It is a great thing to know why you are there, that God is listening. Peter hears what Cornelius says and says, you are here because God is going to plant something in your spirit that he wants you to speak to us. Did you know Jesus said, when you stand before kings and when you stand before rulers, that you don't have to worry about what you're going to say, for the Holy Spirit will give you the words that you need to say at just the right time. one of the most frequently used reasons as to why people do not talk to other people about their need for Jesus as the Lord and Savior of their life is because most Christians do not feel adequately prepared to share their faith with other people. One of the greatest fears in society is that people are more fearful of public speaking than they are of dying. And it's an irrational fear, because you and I, we have a spiritual advantage, the Holy Spirit. It doesn't mean that we go in flying by the seat of our pants or anything like that. We go in prepared, but we go in sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, and whatever he plants inside of our hearts, that's what we're supposed to say. So Cornelius says, God sent me, or had me send to you, so that you would speak into our life. Who speaks into your life? And by that, I mean, who does God want speaking into your life? I hope that I'm one of those people. If not, I'm wasting my time here and I'm wasting your time here. But the fact that you're listening is proof that there's something to say. I didn't come to this radio program because of the fact that I was sitting around the office and saying, I wonder what I'm going to do with my time throughout the day. I'm here because a lady from the radio station had heard me do a funeral, and when there became an opening here, they contacted me, and this was what they said. I heard you do a funeral, and I believe that God has a word that he puts in you that you need to share with Brevard County. Now, here is one of the guiding principles of my life. God is my doorkeeper. He is my commander in chief. And so when he opens the door, my responsibility is to walk through that door. I don't have to worry about the provision, because if he's called, he will equip. If he equips, he will provide everything that is necessary, because he's setting us up for success and not for failure. So you need God-anointed, God-called people speaking into your life. Too many people have Hollywood speaking into their life. Hollywood is very much unsuccessful at a lot of things. Sports celebrities are very unsuccessful at a lot of things. You don't want to go to 99% of those people for financial management, because they just end up being dysfunctionally financially with a lot of money to begin with. A lot of those people end up having to sell everything they own because they didn't know how to manage their finances. The other thing that I understand is that they have tremendous failure rates in relationships. Every once in a while, we my wife and I, if we're seeing something on television, say, we've seen that person before, and we look up, and she says, we'll look them up and see what else they are. Normally it's me saying, I think that's the guy that was in this, and I'm not even a big movie guy or anything like that. But I have this ability to remember faces, and I'll look them up, and it says, ooh, they're not very good at relationships. They're not very good at relationships. Just because someone is rich, just because they are famous, does not mean that they are a person that you should have speaking into your life on a regular basis. If you've got a person that is known not to tell the truth, then do not even give them a platform to speak into your life, because you wouldn't want to give the devil a platform in your life, and he's a liar and the father of it. Don't give a platform to people who are not going to speak the truth in your life. Give the platform give your ear to the person that God has called into your life to speak and set you up for a deeper growing relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So he says, when he comes, he will speak to you. So verse number 33, so I sent to you immediately. Now, on yesterday's program, we talked about Peter's timing. And Cornelius said, look, when God told me to do something, I did it exactly when he wanted me to do it. So timing is very, very important. And then he says this, you have done well to come. You have done well to come. I tell our church a lot, giving a person a compliment, it costs you nothing. It really, really doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to manufacture. You don't have to flatter them or anything like that. Just say, hey, I want to congratulate you. One of the things that I do especially when I'm talking to somebody I haven't seen in a long time, I say, congratulations. And almost invariably they say, for what? Now, I will tell you that I have had the privilege of congratulating a number of people for welcoming grandchildren. I said, congratulations on your promotion. It's one of the greatest promotions that this world has to offer, is graduating from parent to grandparent. People are graduating in their relationships. They're graduating in their careers. They graduate from high school and college. They get promotions all the time. Be willing to congratulate them. But let's bring that same mindset into the church. So when I tell somebody congratulations, and it doesn't have to be a grandparent or anything, I just look for a different way of saying hello and get people out of the mindless responses that we tend to offer people. So when I say congratulations, they say, for what? And I say, well, I'm sure you've done something worthy of congratulations. What if instead of spending all of our time criticizing disobedience, what if the church became known as the place that acknowledged and commended people for their obedience? He said, look, I know that you aren't supposed to be here according to your culture, but God spoke to me and he spoke to you, and I want to congratulate you. I want to acknowledge that obedience is operating in your life, and that sets you up to succeed. Okay? If I can give you just a little bit of perspective, disobedience to God prevents you from success. Obedience to God sets you up to succeed, but it also sets up other people to benefit. Disobedience not only has a personal consequence, but it also damages those that we were supposed to benefit with our obedience. And so I want to encourage you to not only obey, but also to commend those who have done well to come into your life. Verse number 33 continues, now therefore we are all present before God. Okay, we are all present before God. Did you know that you can be gathered in your personal home and be in the presence of God? Cornelius just acknowledged that that was what was there. You see, God is an omnipresent God. I've had a number of people through the years, and they say, well, you know what? I get my worship experience is going out on a boat and being out in the ocean, and God is out there. Yeah, but unless you've got a very big boat, there's not very many saints out there. There's a limited aspect to that. Not to leave out my favorite pastime, which is golfing. A lot of people say, look, I'm out there on the golf course and I'm enjoying the nature and things like that. And I've played with a lot of golfers. I've heard very few praise the Lord on a golf course. I have heard a tremendous number of negative comments about God on the golf course. I'm just saying there is God's way and there is man's way. And so I want to encourage you to come together acknowledging the presence of God. Now, therefore, we are all present before God. That means my behavior, my attention, my focus is all going to be on what does God have to say. The NIV, I think, said it this way. When Jesus was speaking in a certain setting, people were hanging on his every word. That means they were extremely focused on what Jesus was saying. Cornelius goes on, we are all present before God to hear. We are all present before God to hear. I talked recently about famine. I think that was today. If it wasn't today, it was yesterday. And you know how people needed to repent and pray. The Bible talks about a famine not of water, but a famine of hearing the word of God. Not that there was a deficit or an insufficiency of the word of God, but people just would not listen to the word of God. That is a self-inflicted problem. When we come to church, we're here to hear what God has to say. You know, when I preach, I am not preaching at people. I am preaching the message that God has given to me. But there's a lot of times that I'm listening to the message and I say, you know what? If that message isn't for anybody else, that message is for me. See, I go up with notes and things like that, but I also go up sensitive to the Spirit of God and saying, God, what do you want to speak to me? Cornelius said, I'm here to listen. When I go into a new setting, very rarely do I go in to speak unless that's what I'm called to do. I'm going in there to listen. I'm going in there to build relationship. I'm going in there to hear. Okay? What are you listening for? We're listening to what God has commanded you to speak. A sermon is not just something I heard somebody else say. The sermon I'm supposed to be speaking is the sermon that God has commanded to be spoken. Listen, when he said, let there be light, that was a command. And you know what happened? Light happened. When he commands a message of repentance, guess what's going to happen? People are going to repent. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
More